that's got to be one of the hardest passages to read with the names of all those cities and countries in them. And Sheila came to me beforehand and said, let's review the saying of some of these names. And then as I'm standing up here listening to her and she's talking about the violent wind that came, what I heard was the violin. Okay, violent wind turned into violin. And I thought, maybe for some people, the Holy Spirit did come as beautiful music. Probably the only passage that's harder to read than the one that Sheila just did is the one that's begets and begets and begets. Yeah, we'll just let that one go by. Yes. And it's just a matter of chance that Sheila got this one. Because when I assign people their different weeks, I really don't remember which passages which is with which week. But I think Sheila's now gotten it 2 or 3 years in a row. And so she's gotten really good at that passage. Today we come to celebrate Pentecost. That's why all the red. We look all glorious, the choir in their red stoles there, yes. We celebrate the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that Jesus gave to the disciples in our gospel passage, saying that the advocate will be coming for us. We celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the people who were gathered with the disciples in Jerusalem. And if you remember, the disciples had already received the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathed upon them, yes, when he came to visit them after the resurrection. So now the rest of the people are receiving the Holy Spirit within them. Yes. We celebrate the great power that is given to believers by the Holy Spirit. The power to speak in unknown languages. The power to heal. The power to be bold in the teachings of Jesus the Christ. That's what came upon those people that day. That's what comes upon each and every one of us each and every day. And we celebrate the beginning of the Christian church. Today I would like to spend some time looking at this idea of an advocate. What does this mean to have an advocate? If you look it up in the dictionary, you'll see synonyms such as supporter, backer, promoter, believer, activist, campaigner, sponsor, encourager. Now, my mom and I have been having a discussion for a while now, and we had it again while we were on vacation together, about getting a financial advocate for my stepbrother. My stepbrother is a special needs adult. And when my stepfather finally passes away, he's going to need someone who lives close by him to help him with his financial needs because he's not able to do it on his own. So my mom and I have been talking about her finding him a financial advocate to be there in the future for him. I also think of people in this world and in our own denomination who have been advocates in their lives, like Reverend Troy Perry. Reverend Troy Perry has been a mighty advocate, and while he might not help us all to speak some foreign language, he certainly helped many of us to find our own voice inside and to be able to lift our voice out of ourselves to be able to say, I'm gay and proud. Yeah. To say, I'm gay and Christian, and God loves me just the way I am. And it's the work of Reverend Troy Perry as an advocate in our own fellowship that has enabled that to happen. Yeah. I am mindful of Reverend Freda Smith, who stood up at a general conference and said, we need to change the bylaws. For clergy are not only a he, clergy are also a she. Yeah. And she went through every single bylaw, one at a time, through a business meeting, and had every he changed to he and she. And our conference voted on that. And now we see others coming behind her now who are saying, we need to look at that definition of clergy again. For it's not just he or she. We need to have some non-binary designations. And so there are a group of folks who are bringing before the conference this year the idea of changing the definition of clergy from he and she to he and she and they and them, and taking out those binary definitions so that we look in our work of paper as we look as we are as a group of people. gay, straight, non-labeling, non-binary. We want to represent ourselves, not only in looking at ourselves in a rainbow of colors and people, but also on paper to represent how we truly are. I am mindful of Reverend Jim Martin and other members of the clergy who were advocates for me as I entered that time of study and formation before I became ordained. And I am mindful of how I have been an advocate for those in our community. Some of you remember a time about 6 or 7 years ago, we had Reverend Kay Lynn here, who was working in the Baltimore church, but she was here trying to finish up her clergy training. I've been an advocate for Reverend Randy, for Neil, for Luke. Many of us have been advocates for others. But you know what? No matter what I think about all these folks in my life, or what we may think of people in our lives who have been our mentors, our advocates, whether it's in the past or someone who is your advocate right at the moment, none of these will hold a candle to the one promised to us by Jesus. Amen. The one who was sent to us in fulfillment of Jesus' promise through the grace of God, yeah, of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to take a moment here and just have a little bit of fun, and we're going to compare me to the Holy Spirit. So let's first talk about the availability of the Holy Spirit. Now, probably Randy and Neil and them will tell you, usually we have to make an appointment to make sure I'm available to be there when they need something. They do give me my sleeping time. I don't get too many calls at 2 o'clock in the morning asking me, Reverend Laurie, how do I handle writing the theology on this paper for seminary? They graciously don't do that. And normally I get an email saying, hey, are you available at such and such time for us to talk or to meet or have a face-to-face conversation? And I'll say yes or no, or we'll get a right time. So we have a schedule that has to do with my availability. The Holy Spirit's not on a schedule. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit is available to us 24/7. There's not a moment. If you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you need to pray with that Holy Spirit power, the Holy Spirit is ready and willing and able and there for you right then and there.
Yes.
Never do you have to dial a number and say, Holy Spirit, I'd like an appointment. Yes, I would like a time for prayer. Oh, it's prayer about my mother. Can we do that at, say, 2:30 a.m.? Is that going to work with you, Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit's always there. Me, yeah. You'd call me at 2:30 in the morning and go, oh, you want one? Well, I'm sleeping. I fall back to sleep while I'm talking to you. Location. Where do we find that Holy Spirit? Now, the guys normally find me through a phone call or an email, or every once in a while we'll do a Skype. And very infrequently, we'll even get a chance to do a face-for-face right here at the church. Not so with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, folks, is right inside of you.
Yes.
You don't have to look very far for that Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of the promise from God that says, I will never leave you or forsake you.
Hallelujah.
Always with us. Well, I'm not doing too good compared to the Holy Spirit, am I? And then it comes to the power. Well, I'm not leaping any buildings in a single bow. And I can tell you right now, my T-shirt with the big S on it, I think I left it at home or it's somewhere in a closet because I don't have one that says that I'm a superwoman. And there is no way that I'm going to be able to teach anybody a new language in a heartbeat. Not even able to teach really boldness lessons. Now, I can give people some advice on how to make their sermons sound more powerful. I can help folks try to put a sentence together in their papers for school so that it sounds more like what they're trying to say. But that's about it. You see, my power is limited. It's limited by what's already in my head. It's limited to my own physical well-being. But the Holy Spirit has unlimited power. It's even better than the Energizer Bunny. Because that bunny's eventually going to have that battery replaced sometime. Maybe a long time down the road. But it too will need to be recharged. The Holy Spirit has unlimited everything.
Yeah.
Unlimited boldness. Unlimited ability to give us the words to speak.
Yes.
You know, when you're in a place, maybe you're sitting at the cafeteria at lunch. You're sitting at a table. And someone comes over to you and says, "Yeah, I hear that you go to church." And already you're ready to pass out. You're thinking, "Oh my God, who's been talking about me and telling this person about me? And how did this topic of church come up?" And those are not all the words that are going through your head. But know that the Holy Spirit has promised. We have been promised that when we don't know the words to say, the Holy Spirit will give us the words. So when you're sitting there with your knees shaking and your fork is bouncing off the table because you're so nervous about what to say about this person, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say back to that person. That is unlimited power. Now, I don't normally juggle too many student clergy at the same time or student teachers at the same time because I've been working with students my whole career. As a teacher, I was a teacher advocate for new students who were coming along. I would have student clergy in my classroom. I'd let kids come into my classroom to do their field education experiences. As clergy, I have been available to learning clergy in the community. But I can only handle so many at a time. I think I'm good at two. After two, I start getting a little stressed out because I keep forgetting who I'm doing what with. But part of the power of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit can deal with every single one of us at the exact same time.
Yes.
Dennis, you count today? How many people are in the room?
48.
48 people here. God, the Holy Spirit, is dealing with 48 of us all at the same time right now.
Yes.
And we're just one little church here today. We've got dozens upon dozens upon dozens upon dozens of churches just in Harrisburg. And the Holy Spirit is dealing with all the people in those churches too. The Holy Spirit has unlimited power to be everywhere, to do everything, to fill the needs of each and every person in this world all at the same time. The Holy Spirit is not going to come to you and say, "Well, listen, I'm helping Lori over at MCC of the Spirit right now, and I'm helping Deb at the drums, so you might need to wait your turn." That doesn't happen with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is dealing with each and every one of us at the same time. And then there's the idea of knowledge. Now, I usually have a head full of trivia. Amen. I have a head full of trivia. Some of it is completely worthless. Lots of it is completely worthless. I don't even know why I have it in my head. Such as remembering that crayfish in Tasmania are like 2 feet long for a crayfish. Yes, crayfish in Tasmania rivers, freshwater crayfish in Tasmania are 2 feet long. Do I really need to remember this fact? No, but it's in my head. One of those worthless pieces of knowledge. And while I can help folks put together a halfway decent sentence, Darlene has taught me a lot over 30-something years, there are just, I don't have all the answers. I never will have all the answers. But the Holy Spirit knows everything. The Holy Spirit knows what you need today before you even opened your eyes. You were still laying in bed, dreaming in a way, and the Holy Spirit already knew what you would need today. The Holy Spirit knows what you need tomorrow. The Holy Spirit knows where you're going to be. The Holy Spirit knows what's going to happen to you as you lay down and when you get up and when you walk around and when you're doing whatever you're doing. The Holy Spirit has put plans in place. Remember the scripture, God has plans for each and every. And God knows those plans. We might never understand those plans. We might never know those plans. But God knows those plans. And God puts those plans before us. And when we request help from the Holy Spirit, Lord, Holy Spirit, I need to speak to this person sitting here at this table at lunch today. They're asking me questions. Help me with the right words. And there you go. Holy Spirit's ready to act. Holy Spirit's ready to spread upon you some knowledge. Holy Spirit's going to give you some words because the Holy Spirit knows all that we need. And the Holy Spirit is going to give you words to speak that make sense to the person you're talking to. If you're talking to a child, you're going to talk to a child very differently about God than you talk to God about a 30-year-old. God is going to give you the words. Our advocate is absolutely amazing. Beyond what we human beings can even adequately describe. But more amazing than the advocate itself is the amazing way the advocate works in each and every one of our lives. And hear this, folks, when we allow the Holy Spirit to have control. And notice I put that word allow. We have a choice. We have a choice, just as we did in believing in Jesus the Christ, in believing that Christ died for us, that Christ rose again for us, that God was resurrected through Jesus Christ for us. We have a choice to believe that. We also have a choice to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Yeah. We can snuff out the Spirit because the Scriptures tell us, don't snuff out the Spirit. So it is possible. Because if it wasn't possible, we wouldn't be told in the Scriptures, don't snuff out the Spirit. So you have a choice to allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life or not. You have a choice to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you wherever you want to go. So this day, celebrate the allowing of the Holy Spirit to move in your life. Celebrate by releasing your control on your own life and open your hands and allow the Holy Spirit to take control. Allow the Holy Spirit to work within you, through you, not only for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others. Because it's not just you who's going to benefit from that Holy Spirit that's within. It's going to be each and every person you interact with will benefit by the Holy Spirit moving through you. Allow that to happen in your life. That's what we celebrate today.
Yes.
That's what we celebrate in our lives, the movement of the Holy Spirit within and through.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.